with SRN News. I'm Heath Peters in Washington. A deadly shooting at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Texas.
A gunman with a rifle opens fire on an ICE facility in Dallas from a nearby roof Wednesday morning, killing two detainees and wounding another before taking his own life. Officials say he was shooting indiscriminately at the building and at a van that the detainees were in. Joshua Johnson with ICE in Dallas says this is the second time he's had to address a shooter at one of their facilities.
The rhetoric has to stop. There are people out there who are seeing what is being placed online, and they're coming and they're doing acts of violence.
Audio courtesy KDFW, I'm Julie Walker.
New polling shows President Trump weaker on the economy but strong on law enforcement. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president says the economy is doing great since he returned to the White House.
Under my leadership, energy costs are down, gasoline prices are down, grocery prices are down.
But according to an AP NORC poll, just 37% of U.S. adults approve of the president's handling of the economy. That's down from 43% in August. In a reversal from his first term, he's weaker on the economy, but strong on border security and crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Estonia is extending a fence along its border with Russia and building anti-tank ditches and bunkers in preparation for a potential conflict with Moscow. But those defenses won't defend against the threat it and its NATO allies face from Russian drones and electronic warfare. A recent drone incursion into Poland highlighted gaps in NATO's air defenses. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 171 points. This is SRN News. How spiritual is your state?
The answer comes from the Pew Research Center with a caveat that religious and spiritual are not the same thing. For Pew's purposes, being spiritual basically means believing in something or anything beyond the physical world. With that in mind, the poll reveals that by and large, the most religious states are also the most spiritual states, and they are mostly in the South. However, even in the secular North and West, most people say they are spiritual. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says a Vermont Christian school can participate in the state sports league. The decision overturns a previous one that upheld a ban on the school after it forfeited a high school girls' basketball game against a team with a male athlete. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit has granted Mid-Vermont Christian School a preliminary injunction to rejoin the league. This is SRN News. The FBI has handed over a centuries-old map to Mexican officials.
The map was found by a librarian in New Mexico. There was a special ceremony at the consulate in Albuquerque this week. The Villa de Santa Fe map had been part of Mexico's archives until it was discovered missing in 2011. The map shows the Spanish province of Nuevo Mexico, including locations of rivers and Spanish settlements. Historians talked about the significance of the map, saying it provided key documentation of the Camino Real, a 600-mile route that once served as a lifeline between Mexico City and Santa Fe. John Scott reporting.
The family of one of the 67 people killed when an airliner collided with an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C. in January is suing the government and the airlines involved. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.